Penguin Random House Audio presents Little Victories, Perfect Rules for Imperfect Living by Jason Gay. Read for you by the author.
Little Victories. This was not long ago. I was back home in Massachusetts, in the house I grew up in, sitting in the same kitchen I'd sat in my entire childhood and adolescence, eating, I have no idea what I was eating. Probably peanut butter. Random refrigerator finds dipped in peanut butter. It was very late, close to 2 a.m. My mother was asleep. My father was asleep. I'd just come from work, if you could call it work, because I'd been about 15 minutes away covering the World Series as a sports columnist, which is about as stupid lucky as a job as you can have. The kind of job that makes you think one day a stern-faced man with a clipboard is going to show up and say, "There was a terrible mistake. This is not your job. You're supposed to be managing a karaoke bar for dogs." In the morning, I had to fly back to New York City, and I knew that upon waking, I would bicker with my dad about what time we needed to leave the house. This was always a comical argument, our version of Abbott and Costello. With no traffic, you can get from our house to the airport in a half an hour. I believe leaving 90 minutes in advance is reasonable. My father preferred to leave in 1987. In the darkness, the kitchen looks so small. Let me be the 10,000th person to point out that the house you grew up in does not resemble the house you visit as an adult. Its scale is lost, its proportions change, and the artifacts of your childhood have been rearranged or vanished altogether. That woolly couch, the one with the painful buttons on the back? Where did that couch go? New discoveries reveal exotic, previously unknown details about your parents.